So the exciting and nice thing about election time is, firstly, politicians are very eager to get onto the airways of Radio Islam and any media exposure. That's one thing. And the second thing is we get to hear a variety of new voices on the airways of Radio Islam, which under normal circumstances, perhaps we would not have gotten to listen to. One of the hotly contested areas is Ward 9 of Lanesia, which is part of Extension 1, part of Extension 2, Extension 3, Extension 5, part of Extension 5, Extension 7, Extension 8, portions of that, Extension 11A, portion of 11B, and Extension 13. So there are approximately 25 or 27 different candidates standing for the election in the upcoming municipal election for Ward 9. And last night at the town hall debate, we had two of those people. One is the current incumbent, Imran Musa of Al-Jamaa, who gave his perspective. And we also had the candidate of the ANC, Zarina Mutala, who gave her perspective. And now we open up the airwaves to others who are also candidates for this ward. And we welcome to the airwaves Imran Sidat of the DA. Imran, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Then we have Shamikha Hassan of the EFF. Shamikha, assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam.
Jazakumullah khair for joining us. And then we have Khadija Marwing of the ARM, the Amalgamated Rainbow Movement. Khadija, assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
So we'll just ask each one the same question, a few of the, two or three questions, and we're going to give each one 90 seconds to respond. There is a digital clock at the end which will beep, and once that beep goes on, you are then required to stop speaking. So let us start with Imran first up. And the same question will be posed to the others. That Imran, what is your observation on the current situation in Lanesia in terms of infrastructure, in terms of service delivery, in terms of the challenges that the people of Lanesia, those who are the residents of Ward 9, are experiencing?
That's a good question. You asked me what is my observation from it.
Yes.
Well, look, it's in a terrible state. Everybody knows it's in a terrible state at the moment. And I would say that moving forward, we'd have to obviously work on that. We're seeing a lack of accountability from people or from entities that are supposed to be delivering. And that's causing our problems. Now that it's election time, we see the roads getting fixed, the streetlights getting put on, and so forth. But on a long-term effect, we know that after this happens, it's a laxy-daisy environment that continuously happens. If you, before the taxi rank, moved to Jamia, if you went there on a regular basis, in the afternoons, you'd find the city entity, whether it's city park and that sort of stuff, standing there. So I'd say that would be mostly to be blamed for our failing services. It's the lack of accountability and the lack of putting pressure or being, if I could say, putting stick to getting stuff done. And that's where I'm seeing the problems at the moment.
Okay. Shamikha, from your perspective, what would you say are the most critical things and the challenges that the residents of Lanesia are currently experiencing?
Okay, well, my voice is always messed up. From my side, I feel we have too much excuses. Every councillor coming in, there's a lot of excuses. There's always blaming the councillor that was before them. We always have someone else to blame. And it's time for us as Lanesia, except Ward 9, to take charge of our own area. We're tired of councillors giving us promises where they say there's no budget. If there's no budget, how as a community, we know Lanesia can build itself. So why are we always being told there's no budget, there's no this, there's no that, and all the other councillors, they'll turn around and say, well, it's not our mistake, it's ANC's mistake, it's DA's mistake. It's your mistake because you are the one that promised you're going to do it better, and you're not doing anything better. So at the end of the day, if you say there's no funds, you can make funds. In Lanesia, you can make funds, and we can fix everything ourselves. That's how I feel.
Okay. Khadija, your observations on the current situation, the challenges, and the current state of affairs for those in Ward 9?
is one of infrastructure is like one of our determinants of our economy in our Gauteng, right? So our infrastructure that is now is totally in a total mess. Okay, our sewer is not up to standard, and the infrastructure that was never done. Or so, why couldn't we come up and say that the infrastructure that is there? Why couldn't we get our youth and upskill our youth to see that the difference that we can make into our infrastructures that uplift them, right? On our infrastructure as well, the service delivery. Our movement is the movement that took City Power to court, which we've got a case number. We appeared in court. We had mediation. And all that was sorted out. It's not something that we are only doing now because it's of the political side or anything. We have been engaging with our community all this time, and we try to assist and see what we can do. Yes, now with the political side regarding potholes, sewers, and all that, it's only a thing that will be seen to now. But we as a movement, we don't make promises, but we can try our best to say the infrastructure that was left behind broken, we can try and mend it and fix it for the ability to see to our youth and skills development to our youth.
Okay, our next question, and we'll the same question to all the participants. We will start with Shamiha. And the question is in terms of the land invasion, and you have 60 seconds to respond. So, Shamiha, what is your view on the as the EFF on the situation of land invasions in and around Lanesia?
Okay, basically, land invasion, last night, even Zarina called us the South Africans are the invaders. What are we supposed to do? When you look at South Africa, it's okay, let me talk about Ward 9. When you look at Ward 9, all houses, all structures that is completed, it's not owned by South Africans. I had a media report last year, a statement where Lance TV put on that EFS tragedy is bringing all Africans from different countries and different provinces to stabilize our vote. But when you look at Lanesia, how many foreign Indians do we have in Lanesia? And they are homeowners. We are not attacking them. Everyone is talking about land invasion. People claiming land. When you look at Extension 13, most of those businesses built in Extension 13, it's not even their ground.
Okay, shukran for that. Imran, now to you. What is your view as the DA? What is your view on the issue of land invasions in and around Lanesia?
Well, Jazakallah for the question, Mark. Just 60 seconds. I'll try to be as quick as possible. With regards to land invasions, personally, myself have been involved with land invasions in the past, from Lanesia south all the way to Lens. Been on the go with the, as well, we work with other committee members as well as Dija. Khadija, with regards to that, our viewpoint on land invasions from the DA side would be that there is land invasions is a no, it should be stopped. What I feel strongly about is that there is a human dignity part towards land invasion that we've got to consider. The people that are staying there, that are South African citizens, according to our constitution, needs to get the dignity that is provided from the constitution, which is basic services, which should be given to them. However, the fact of the land matter would have to be discussed further. Land invasion is basically equivalent to theft, so that should be stopped and stopped at all costs, basically, because it puts strain on infrastructure for the surrounding areas as well. If a development
That's it. Okay, shukran for that. Khadija, on behalf of the ARM, what is the perspective, what is the view of the party in terms of the informal settlements that we see springing up, that continue to spring up in around Lanesia?
Firstly, land invasion, it's not legal. Number one is, I think it's a government issue, and it needs to be represented through the government. As said from DA Councillor Imran Sidat, we were involved in the land invasion where it ended up that we got arrested, and that was the time when they just started. And in that time as well, there was a land release for the informal settlements or whoever that is homeless. at our southern farms. I don't know if you all know about southern farms. It was granted to anybody that is homeless to go to the government and apply for it. So I feel the land invasion is something that we cannot try and work on it, because that is more for governmental.
Okay, continuing with you, Khadija, in terms of, what is it that you have to, or the ARM, what do you have to offer Lanesian citizens if they vote for you, especially the Ward 9 council, Ward 9 residents? What is it that you're offering them? Khadija, are you there with us? Okay, we'll come back to her. Let's go to Imran. Imran, from your perspective, from the DA's perspective, what is it that you are offering Ward 9 residents if they vote for the DA?
So much for the question. I'm glad you asked the question. I'd like to just point out, I've been active in Lanesia from 2006. I've served on many different occasions in public meetings, tackled different matters such as the taxi rank upgrade that we have, the scholar transport exchange facility that we've had as well, as well as submitted verbal and written submissions to the IDP, as well as participated in the community-based planning. And this is from a period of 2006 coming up to date today. I'm also part of I'm the chairperson of the Lanesia Residents Association. Together with that, I'm part of the LBF, the Lanesia Business Forum, and part of the CPF as well. So actively involved consistently. I've also been engaging with the city of Joburg in terms of rates and taxes when they have their annual meeting at the Civic Center. I've also put up concerns in regards to property valuations. That's just a few of the things that I've put out there.
Yes. Okay. Let's leave it at that.
Just to close, and that's basically why I feel I should continue serving in my capacity if I am.
Okay. Shamiha, in terms of the EFF, what do you have to offer residents of Ward 9, Lanesia?
Okay, well, as the EFF, the first thing we want all residents to be treated equally. And we're not just talking about black people. I've been working with a lot of Indian people that is crying, the way they are being neglected, the way government don't notice them. So we also feel that we as Lanesia residents, we are being neglected. And it's time for us to stand up. And the EFF promised that we will be recognized. Our days of being silent and being thrown one side is over. We're not all rich in Lanesia. We also have poor families in Lanesia.
Okay. Now we come to Khadija. What is it that the ARM is offering Lanesia residents?
As ARM, we a movement that came aboard and to see the voice of the voiceless. That is one. We're not doing any promises. But what we need to see first is, we need to first see if we can skill our youth, because reason being, the unemployment and the crime is so much in our area due to unemployment. So first thing first, we don't promise, but we can and see what we can do on our youth, our pensioners, disability, see if we can upskill them first. No promises is done, but we can try what we can fix.
Okay, we say shukran, jazakumullah khair to all three of you for your participation. We've given you the opportunity to present what is it that you have to offer to residents of Ward 9. Jazakumullah khair for availing yourself this afternoon. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. That was Imran Sidat from the DA, Shamiha Hassan from the EFF, and Khadija Marwing of the ARM, speaking to us this afternoon, giving us their thoughts on issues relevant to Lanesia residents, as well as issues that are overarching, that are affecting people in suburban areas similar to Lanesia. It brings us on to 6:15 Central African Time.